This recording,
Zimbabwe
2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Bindura, that is Mashonaland. And it was a family of 5, 2 sisters, I was the older sister, and 3 brothers. Anyway, it was an average family. My mom used to work in the suburbs, in the kitchen, you know, and my father was a gardener, you see. So financially, well, we were struggling, so I had to work to help my mother. So I started working at a very, very tender age. She started her own store of vegetables. She got a place where at the vegetable market, so we had our own store there. So I would wake up early every morning, 3 a.m., go to the farms, get some mealy cobs, come back at the market, cook them. By 8 o'clock, those mealy cobs should be ready to sell. And if I'm not busy with that, I would go to the farms, work in the fields to get my school fees because I was at a boarding school. We met when we were doing inter-school competition. That's where we met. So we started off as friends. It was really nice. We started off as friends and I would tell him that, you know, I don't like this. Then in the end, we realized we had the same things in common. He liked the music and I liked the music. You know, pop, you know, those days, pop music. So from there now, the friendship developed into a relationship. That's how we got married, until he died. So my marriage, it was an excellent marriage. Because my husband was my friend. He was my, you know, we could share in everything because we knew each other as friends. So we knew what he wanted. He knew what I wanted. You see, so we really had a lovely marriage. So we did a lot of vacations. So he just did the booking. It was a surprise. We went to Kariba. Then I found myself, we're going on a boat. We left the car in Kariba. Says, where are you going? Says, no, we are just going, the two of us. So we went on a boat, went to Bumi Hills. We got there, we were welcomed by champagne. It was very nice. That I'll never forget. And in the morning, they would wake us up with the drums, African drums. That was the wake-up call. Because he wouldn't go anywhere without me. And I wouldn't go anywhere without him. Because at times you rush to make a decision and then you realize, I shouldn't have. Now I'm here because of that decision I did that time. And now you can't reverse it. You see, that's the biggest lesson I've learned. And you also, in trying to help people, my husband used to say to me, you do too much. I would go out of my way. But now that at my age, you realize some of them, they don't even look at it that way. But you say, anyway, at least they've improved themselves. At least God used me to help them. Not that I wanted them to pay back, you see, but just because you didn't want them to suffer. So in our Shona culture, if you give me bread, you cook whatever, for me to show that I've had enough, I must leave some in the plate. If I don't leave anything, you keep on giving me more. But in the English culture, if I leave some in the plate, you think I'm being ungrateful. Anyone who's coming, like when my mother was around in the rural area, she would just call people. Sekuru, yai moje, panima yeu, yai munwe. Just calling them, come, we have got mayewe here, come and drink. We have got pap, we have, you know, anything. We would just cook. And then we'd just be calling people to eat. So when they eat, they must leave something. Then we know they had enough. And also when he has a visitor in our culture, you don't just say, yes, I want to eat. You say, no. Then I would say, no, mfana kujikakani. Mungambinda ninza chokwadi. We had to persuade you to eat. Then you sit and eat. You don't just say yes. You have to say no. Then we have to beg you. So my children used to say, Mom, you are forcing them. They said no. I said no. They are not going. They must sit down to eat. So say, no, you're not going. Get Maggie, put on some water. We are cooking. No, you have to stay. So because that is our culture, then they know they are really welcome.